Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, welcome to Redmen News. It's Thursday, the 10th of October. I am Ross Chanley. This is Tom Dutton. We are back with a two laptop setup, aren't we, Tom?
Yeah, we're the only ones in the office.
It's fine. But Tom was not doing all this today, so you got a bit of help. If you're watching this on Twitter, we're on there now, streaming this live. All the comments that we take from the YouTube channel. So if you want to go on the YouTube, type in Redmen News, we're on there. Any of the subjects that you want to get involved in, leave us some comments. At some point, Tom will try and tape them whilst trying to have a conversation at the same time.
I
actually thought it was going to be pretty quiet considering it's international break time. We've actually got loads to talk about. The first of which is from Goal this morning, reporting that Dortmund's tried to get Jurgen Klopp to go back in 2018. As you can see there, have you been drinking was the correct and appropriate response, I thought. So having left the Bundesliga Giants in 2015, man on charge of the Premier League title hopeful was Liverpool, he's crossing the past and future. So basically, Dortmund have been suffering since the CEO, Joachim Watzke, if I think I've got that right. I'm going to call him Aki, because Klopp calls him Aki later on, but I think I pronounced that wrong. So he decided to reach out to Klopp, despite being fully aware that he was tied to a long-term contract at Anfield. And let's go find a quote. So this is a new biography, Real Love, A Life with BVB. And Klopp says of a call he took in May 2018. He said, at some point, my phone rang while I was on the plane and Aki was on it. Jurgen, you have to come back. I laughed, I thought he was kidding. Are you stupid? Have you been drinking? How'd you get that idea? I have a few more years in Liverpool. I do not know how serious it was at the moment, but I realised that he wanted me to come, wanted me to be more willing to respond.
I really like the way that you spoke. It was like an English class when you had to proper.
I've reading bedtime stories, mate. It just goes naturally.
Everyone wants Jurgen Klopp, Ross.
Yeah.
Everyone wants Jurgen Klopp, and I think that, I mean, he is the best manager in world football right now, in my opinion. Obviously, very biased opinion, but let us know your thoughts. Who's better than him? Obviously, there's talk of Pep Guardiola, who's fantastic, and there are other brilliant managers around there, and especially international level that we don't really think about, the German manager and stuff. I mean, I know they've dropped off in recent times, but fantastic people around there. But everyone in world football wants Jurgen Klopp, Ross.
Yeah. You can't blame him for trying, but he said, you know, he goes on to say, you know, as a rescue at a time if a club needs my help, then why should I not do it? Klopp said, it's very nice to have an opportunity, but I think it's very likely to happen. There was another story that I found, and it was for the CEO, some more quotes from the CEO, and he basically said that when things are bad, he sits out on his balcony and he can hear Jurgen Klopp laughing and says, and that reminds me that everything is all right. And I just thought, A, that's quite nice, and then immediately after that, I thought, no, we're going to have to go through that at some point as well, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're looking at the best Liverpool side that I've ever seen, best Liverpool side that a lot of people have ever seen. And this is people have said this who have watched us in the 60s, 70s, 80s, all the way through, have said this is the best Liverpool side they've ever seen, the best, like, amalgamation. And yes, we are going to miss it when eventually it ends. But look, Ross, all good things must come to an end. I never wanted to. No. I want him to stay until he retires, yeah. Genuinely. But that might be a thing. Maybe he will, after Liverpool, just go, that's me done now. I've made my money. I've done what I've where can you go from there? Yeah. Maybe you do go to Germany and be an international manager there. But like I said, it is going to happen someday. I don't want to think about it right now.
Let's concentrate on beating Man United in a couple of weeks' time. I've just seen a comment on there asking about the Kalim Rooney thing, but we'll get on to that later as well. We'll let us know your team, your team green. Some slightly better news, Tom. Trent Alexander-Arnold's open to midfield role, like Arnold Gerrard is getting from goal. This is a topic that's gone on for quite a while now, and, you know, I'll just read the quote here. Liverpool Trent Alexander-Arnold will be happy to one day play in midfield, having modelled his game on club legend Steven Gerrard. Despite being deployed as a right back, the 21-year-old is impressed in the attacking end with 12 assists in Premier League last season, recording a single campaign by a defender. With two assists already in the season, Alexander-Arnold has proven his versatility at a young age and admits a future move into midfield won't be beyond him. There's a couple of quotes here and I really like one of them. First of all, he said, obviously I'm a defender first and foremost, I want to try and help the team create chances. This is it. For now, the manager decided that I'm right back, that's where I'll play. I'm really not fussed where I play, I just want to play football. If a manager decides to use me in field or a centre-back or a striker, then that's where I'll play. I love that attitude, so I'm just going, I don't really care. I know this, again, as I mentioned, this is a topic that's come up a few times, like, can he go into that midfield role? And I think Carragher was, I think he was on Talk Show yesterday, actually, talking about it. I'm quite happy where he is, to be honest with you. And maybe in the future, maybe that's something he's going to do, but he, you know, Robbo and Trent are attacking threats at the minute, aren't they? And he's like, the topic says he's doing such a good job. Why would you go and move him?
Yeah.
Or do you see him like a De Bruyne type player in the future?
Well, it's weird because I see him as a De Bruyne type player in terms of assists and creating opportunities. But I think you're right in saying that where he plays on that right hand side and he plays that right back role pretty much as a right winger. And he gets the cover from his midfielders. What he'd be doing, and I remember we spoke about this on a show a while ago about this, is what he'd be doing is stifling his game. Because think about how James Milner has to basically facilitate Robbo going up that left-hand side. He tucks in every time. Yes, he gets further forward, but a lot of his game is making sure that there's cover there. So Trent is the attacking player in our system, and I think he really suits that. Maybe in the future, if we change our style of play, maybe we go with a different way of attacking, maybe he'll be perfect in that number eight role. I don't really see him as a... But then, to be fair, if he's playing right back, you could see him do what Philip Lahm did for Bayern, and that's go into centre defensive mid and be able to play there. And he knows what to do defensively, he knows what to do attacking wise, he knows where players need to be. So he could control that midfield. I mean, he's still so young. He's got the future ahead of him, that's the thing.
I think one criticism of Trent, if you know, people being really big, is the defensive side of his work. I think something that he needs to work on, but you know, he gets forward so much, and then you know, I used to mention his age, he just turned 21. He's still, you know, doing phenomenally well. But let us know your thoughts in the comments. Because I see Trent in a central midfield position, or as you mentioned there, a striker or whatever. Or do you think he's best settled at right back? Next topic, Tom. Yesterday, Liverpool introduced a new fan update launching for official members. It's also to do with tickets. So Liverpool have introduced a new fan identification scheme, fan update with a dual aim of making the process of buying tickets as fair as possible, while also making Anfield more secure for supporters by knowing who is at the ground at each game. The introduction of a fan update will ensure that all memberships are registered in the correct name or the account holder with just one official registered per supporter. There'll be a process to help supporters who currently have more than one official membership or season ticket clarify who's using tickets going forward. Members who attended 13 or more Premier League home games last season will be the first to complete the process, with all other members, matchgoers, participating in the same process, including all season ticket holders and hospitality members. I think I quite like this, Tom. It's you know, there's been a growing frustration with people that are trying to get tickets in the whole setup that they've already got. People struggling. Obviously, Ben uses it quite a lot, and he struggles. You know, he's a member, and he goes through the process all the time. And we see it every time there's a sale that's on, with people queuing up for 3 hours and just not getting anywhere. And you know, you see people at the game that might have got tickets via other routes. This is kind of the club kind of trying to stop that.
Yeah, it definitely needs to be better, doesn't it? And you want to make it as fair as possible. You want all these people who go all as many games as they can, and they want to keep going to these games. And it is a bit flawed at the moment. It is going to be interesting to see how it plays out, to be honest with you. I don't...
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I don't know, to be honest. I really don't know. Let us know your thoughts. Obviously, it does need an overhaul, but what's the best way to do it?
Because it's very hard to please everyone, isn't it?
Because the problem is, what happens if you have a... Maybe I'm looking at a completely wrong angle. What if you have a ticket, you can't go, and then you want to give it to your son? You know what I mean? Yeah. Stuff like that, where... And then you've got a ticket where no one can use that ticket then. Is that what would happen? Would you then have to give it back to the club and they then resell it on the day? I'm not sure. I mean, Liverpool are going
to
do
something. Someone have to cut his dad's face off and then walk into the ground with it properly. Hey,
there you go, and maybe you got to wear a mask. I don't genuinely. Would you have to then get written permission? There'll be ways around it, and Liverpool will have looked at all this and taken it all into account. But it's one of them.
I think it's the fact they're trying to do something. It's probably quite good, and it is really hard for them to please everyone. It's been a topic of debate. I think we discussed on Red's News before, and I think Ben had his own version, and we saw Sam, who comes in quite a lot, and he was arguing something else. So again, let us know your thoughts. Next one: Liverpool too far ahead in Premier League title race. Says Chris Kirkland. Liverpool are already too far ahead of the Premier League rivals to be caught this season, according to former Reds goalkeeper Chris Kirkland. When asked the Premier League title is on its way to Anfield, Kirk said, honestly, I do think it is. Last year was so unlucky. People saying losing by 1 point was devastating. I'd rather have lost by 1 point than be 15, 16 points behind City still. I think City's injury problems they've got at the back with Laporte is a huge miss. Vincent Kompany is a massive miss for them at the time we get back at them. When we played them, we take points off them, and all of a sudden you're talking double figures. Can you see us losing 4 or 5 games this season? Not the way we're playing. I have a massive smile every time I see a pundit go, yeah, there's more and more pundits going, Liverpool might do this season. But at the same time, I also say to myself, it's 8 games into the season, and what he's talking about there of having those injuries, that could easily happen to Liverpool, and then you're done then.
Well, that's it. You can't take anything for granted in this league. And we had a great newsroom podcast with Sam Ashew before. And he basically spoke about how City will come good again. Everyone knows it. Every Liverpool fan, everyone watching right now knows City will become good again. And that's just because they're a fantastic side. They're built with... They've got a fantastic squad and they've got a fantastic manager. And they're going to go on a run. They're going to go on a spell. And Liverpool will lose games. And that's fine too. Look, it's unprecedented for the team to win every single game of football, as much as I want that to happen every single week. We're going to have a blip. maybe that'll be through the harsh January, December period when we're playing so many games of football. And we've still got our hardest run to come. This run now for United up till City is the hardest run we're going to have in the season. And that's not United, but you know, it's still going to be a tough game. And you've got to go there, and that's our big test this season. If we get through that and we beat City, then maybe I'll have a different outlook. There's more games done. I still firmly believe that Liverpool are good enough and that I think we should be winning the league this season. I said that at the start of the season, that I think Liverpool will win this Premier League this season, but that's not because of the 8 games before it. I said it at the start because I believed in this team and the way that we've been doing it and the progression. It's not blind faith. I've seen Liverpool go from strength to strength to strength to strength, and this feels like a culmination to me. Look, we might not win it, and then maybe people can laugh at me, but if you're not going to believe in your team,
What's the point?
Let us know in the comments. Do you think, like, obviously you've got to temper it. You've definitely got to temper it. But let us know. Do you think it's? I mean, it's obviously not. I was about to ask if it's done and dusted. Obviously, tell me no, it's not done and dusted. But do you believe this team has what it takes to win the Premier League, I guess, is the question I'm asking.
Right, before we move on to the last one, a quick plug. We will be live in Liverpool for the Gent Games on the 23rd of October at Ashcroft Social and Sports Bar, which is in town. Tickets are £5, all proceeds going to help out the food banks. If you want to buy a ticket, it's all over our social media. I will get Tom to put the link in the description or in the chat in a second.
No.
No, okay.
Afterwards.
We'll put it in afterwards. But if you want more of this, we're going to do a pre-match build-up for the Gent game in the bar. We're all going to watch the games together, have a couple of beers, and then do a post-match afterwards. Tom Sizemore, or mate, friend of the show, actually, who came with us to Dublin to do a live show, Drew Connor, is going to be doing some live music as well, so it's going to be really good in there. Tickets are going really well, actually, so you're not going to watch the game anywhere else. Come and watch it with us and have a beer and get pissed and watch Red Men live. Obviously, Paul and Chris will be there, so it won't just be us two, will it?
Yeah, the people that you actually came to see will be there. Steve will be there as well, but like I say, I mean, all the proceeds come onto the food banks. I think that's boss. They do a fantastic job. They have done for so many years, and look, I think it's only right that we give all the proceeds to them.
Final topic before we get into your comments. Ex-Liverpool star Emre Can hits out with Maurizio Sarri and admits he's unhappy at Juventus. A lot of people might take quite pleasing with this, mightn't they? Basically, you know, since Sarri's coming, so Emre Can hits out Juve boss Maurizio Sarri for not giving a chance to impress this season, but German feels long-term future in Turin in question. He's enjoying a nightmare second season at the Alliance, with just making 3 substitute appearances so far in Serie A. I'll go to his quote. He played in Germany last night. He said, "Last season I played a lot, especially important games for Juventus. And I also played well there. I haven't had the chance this season, but now I think I come back to the club, I will get chances again. I'm definitely grateful to Joachim Löw, because I didn't play much in the club and invited me anyway. Nevertheless, he gave me the chance. That's why I was simply happy that I played again." He's also not in the Champions League squad, Sam, either.
Yeah.
This is like one of the main reasons he left was to go and get game time. And Juventus already had a wide range of world-class midfielders in there. And I think he went and bought Aaron Ramsey after the fact as well. And one or two others, forgive me, I can't remember who they are. But he's like, look at their midfield and going, where are you getting your game time? And even when it got announced that he wasn't in the Champions League squad, I was like, are you surprised?
I feel kind of sorry for him, to be honest, in the way that I felt sorry for Coutinho when he left. Look, he was a good servant for Liverpool and he scored some important goals for us. He was in, as much as what a lot of people don't look very fondly back at his time at Liverpool, but he put in some really good performances and he was still learning at us. And I think that's something that we've kind of forgotten. I definitely forgot until I looked back and I was like, no, he was a good servant, but what do you expect? You're going into an ultra-competitive Juventus team and they've got brilliant players. Surely they should be saying, raise your game, don't moan. Yeah. Maybe it's all taken out of context. Maybe he just asked the question and he answered it. But you don't moan. You put your head down. You go, right, I'm gonna fight for it.
Too busy doing adverts for H&M, Thomas. You know what I mean? He's keeping himself busy that way.
Have you seen his Instagram?
No.
Yeah, he's got a clothing range and stuff. Good on him, because he's not getting much game time, so he's got enough time to do photo shoots. Like I said, I do feel sorry for him. I saw him play for Germany last night. He was okay, but he was playing right back there. You know what I mean? So he's getting shoehorned in.
We wouldn't
places.
Get right back at Liverpool at the minute, would he? No. Obviously, they wouldn't get in the midfield either.
He wouldn't get in the midfield. He'd be a good squad player.
Yeah.
He'd be a very good squad player in there. But look, he ultimately chose to leave. Like, let us know in the comments. Do you have any sympathy for the guy? I mean, you've got to have a tiny bit of sympathy, maybe. But like I said,
to be fair, he ran his contract down, but he didn't. he wasn't a shit about it, was he?
No, I mean, there's one comment here, stronger civilian, Emre Can was very inconsistent, and I need to eat the bacon. Nice name. I see it all the time. And I just don't want to read your name out, but there you go. Emre went missing during games a lot. And then Dan the Man, I'm with Tom. No animosity towards Emre. I feel a bit sorry for him, but c'est la vie. He's got to try and make the best of it. It's like he's a pauper begging in the streets, so not all bad.
Fair enough. Some more comments on any of those subjects?
I've got loads of comments. Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for commenting.
They're all Rebecca Vardy and Colleen Rooney.
Well, I mean, no. What team are you?
Got to be Rooney, isn't it?
I don't know, I quite like the... No, it is. It is funny, though, it's hilarious. Yeah. All the pictures and stuff all over Twitter has been hilarious. Anyway, some of the comments on Jürgen Klopp. Philip Powell says, absolute balls on that Dortmund chap, even asking Klopp that. Yeah.
I mean, if that is... It's bang on that. It's like, you know, he says in the article, you know, at the time of desperate need, what do you go and do? And, you know, Klopp was at Dortmund for a long time. He obviously loves that club. And maybe he just thought, I'll give it a try and see what happens. What's the worst that can happen? He's going to say no.
Yeah.
Sound. At least everyone knows that I tried to go and get him back rather than just going, whatever.
I fully agree. And then a few on Trent. Dave's LFC chat. Nice to see you.
Mate.
He was on the final word the other day. Fantastic.
And the league.
And you're around the league, yeah. Of course. Yeah, thank you very much. Go and check him out if you haven't. I'm sure he'll be in the comments. Spam your link, Dave. But he says, Trent could play midfield, but not yet. Maybe when Millie leaves. And Mitchell B says about Trent again, he's more than capable, but going to be stocked in centre mid for a few more years, and quality right backs are hard to come by. That's the thing. Is he the best right back right now in world football, Ross?
I don't know anyone he's going to...
There's the Bayern fella. What's his name?
Oh, Kimmich.
Kimmich.
Yeah, Kimmich is pretty good.
Kimmich is very good.
But he was playing midfield when he played Spurs the other week. I think having that... The ability to have Trent to play balls from there now suits Liverpool so much more because that's the style that we play. We also got a caveat with, like, you know, just said there with him in field. Fabinho's passing's unreal as well.
Yeah.
Like you've got all those people. And Robbo, it's like you just could have come from all directions. Don't go and move him. Because then you were talking about DM before. Well, then what do you do with Fabinho then? Don't move him out of his position when he's doing such a good job, because he's one of the first names on the team sheet for me.
Yeah, and then Doggett Jake21 says, I think Trent's passing is so Gerrard-esque. His long passing, short passing, his whopper crosses, and his football IQ is fantastic for his age. I think in a couple of years he will be a centre mid. Yeah, I mean, his passing is incredible. The game the other day with his left foot sprayed it to Robbo. But again, we're talking about this. What Gerrard did, you'd want now right back for us, if that makes sense. Like, Gerrard played right on the wing for us, didn't he? And was so instrumental in assisting Torres and not just Torres, but a whole host of fantastic players. But what Trent now is afforded to do, yes, he has right back responsibilities, but we spoke about it before. He can spray passes. He's involved in so much link up play. And I love the fact that he's afforded that freedom. Yes, he got right back just to get in the team, and he says, like you said, you love it, that he wants to get in the team. But like, he's moulding himself into a fantastic right back.
Yeah, he's got all the abilities to kind of play wherever he wants. No, he's kind of said that himself. But the other thing as well is, if you move him out of there, I want someone who's just as capable to be in his position. You know, we watched Keanu Hoover a couple of times in pre-season. And I think it was when we played Lyon in Switzerland.
Yeah.
He came on, and you basically would have thought that was Trent in his position anyway, wouldn't you? He played so well, so I'm happy with Trent wherever he wants to go and play. One more.
Yeah, let me just ban that guy. So yeah, on the City in Liverpool and the comments by who was it?
Chris Kirkland.
Chris Kirkland.
You were in the room at the time, weren't you?
Sorry, my head's all over the place. I've got comments, sorry. David Anon says, City have a fantastic squad, but are decimated by injuries. And Joey Murray says, everyone's dying for Liverpool fans to say we've won the league in hope that at the end of the season, if we don't win it, they can look back and laugh. And that's the problem with this culture now for me is, oh, these have posted this, and now we're going to bring this up from ages ago.
Yeah.
Same, it feeds back into the Vardy and Rooney stuff, is the finding tweets now from years back from Rebecca Vardy and laughing at them.
You get on the pot noodle one. They're all, my interest here.
They're fantastic. Yeah. It's brilliant, but it's also, I don't like it, because it could be things that I've said that are completely out of context, and said in this and this way and that way, and it makes people scared now to say that, put a definitive answer. Opinions can change throughout the season. You can say, I think Liverpool can win it now, and then you change your mind towards the end when we're 10 points behind City. You know what I mean? And then you go, oh, okay, I'll temper my expectations. It doesn't mean you can't believe in your team.
No, it's not. You can't be hopeful either. You can't say that you want your team to win. But no one can say definitively because there's still, you know, 20 odd games left to play in the season.
Yeah.
It does bother me though because the narrative of like everyone goes, oh, it's your year, and I was like, no Liverpool fan actually says that.
No.
And then what Jamie Redknapp said it on Sunday. I was like, what?
Did he actually say it?
Yeah, he went, I do believe it's Liverpool's year. And I was like, oh, what have you done, Jamie?
He would just want to
stop doing that. But you can be hopeful, can't you?
It's the City stuff that David Annan says. City have a fantastic squad, but decimated by injuries. As soon as them injured players come back, then there you go. They've got Laporte back. They've got Stones. They're secure at the back again. That's their main issue right now.
It's Liverpool's job to do as much as they can between now and Christmas when they can buy someone or Laporte comes exactly. back and make that gap as big as possible.
And he's going to come back. Yeah. And Laporte is a fantastic player. They still have so much quality in that squad. And look, it's David Silva's last season there by all accounts. So he wants to go out on a bang. They're going to push for it. This is not over. They're going to push for that. They're going to push for the Champions League. And City are good enough to do both. Yeah. They really are. Regardless of injuries, yes, they've had a little bit of a blip, but we just need to hope that as Liverpool, we are professional enough, and I believe we are, that we're professional enough to go game after game after game after game and just keep battling.
Well, there we go, and what a lovely way to end the show with Tom's inspirational speech.
There you go.
We'll be back this time tomorrow, half 12 on Twitter and on the YouTube channel. Go and check that out. Thank you to everyone who's watched and got involved on the comments, and we'll be back tomorrow. Ta-ra.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.